Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We have some breaking news. Mm-hmm. This according to On3. Cal is working to finalize a deal to make Oregon defensive coordinator Tosh Lapoy its next head coach. That according to Pete Nakos. I don't know how to say that.
Nakos.
Yeah. I think it's Nakos.
Nakos.
Whatever. So
this, my apologies to Pete.
Dude, this thing changes like literally like by the hour. So, but this is like, this is kind of what we thought all along. The Will Stein thing kind of came out of a little bit of left field until Stoops got fired at Kentucky. Like there wasn't a whisper, there wasn't a mouse fart of Will Stein going anywhere. In fact, we were talking about on the program not too long ago that it was kind of weird that as good as Oregon's offense has been, and you know, whatever you think of this version of it, it's a top 10 scoring offense in the country.
Oh, I think he's doing his best job this year he's ever done.
Yeah. With some of the injuries they have, and especially at the receiver position, and he's done a really nice job. And I'm just surprised that his name wasn't more out there. But as soon as the Kentucky job opened up, it was basically Will Stein or nothing. And as soon as Wilcox got fired, Lapoy was the first name that got thrown out there. So it was kind of like the idea of, do they go Rolovich or do they go Lapoy? And the fact that it was signing day and then we hadn't heard the Lapoy thing finalized, now it was kind of like, where are we going with this? But here we go. And it sounds like Lapoy will probably be the guy. But Stein's going to stick around until Oregon's done. And my guess is that Lapoy will also stick around until Oregon's done.
I would think. I mean, they have national title aspirations.
Yes.
And we can get into the validity of that and whether or not they legitimately could win a national title if they're a little bit of a long shot, whatever. But I guarantee in that locker room, they feel like if they play their best ball, they could beat anyone on any given day.
Sure.
When you're in that place, you keep going and you keep competing. And I think that's a good thing for the program.
Well, remember, I think it's different when you're a coordinator versus a head coach. I also think it's different when you are a group of five or now group of six trying to go up. So the John Summerall thing, or, you know, someone of that, because we've been told that North Texas, Tulane, they're fine. If those, one of those teams is going to make the playoff and their new schools are fine, was Oklahoma State and Florida are fine with their coaches continuing on to the college football playoff. Mm-hmm. I think there is a vast difference between Lane Kiffin wanting to stay at Ole Miss and Summerall, the difference between Tulane and Florida, or in this case, coordinators. I think you can do both.
Sure.
You know, and so I don't think that some people have brought up, you know, the conflict of interest. I don't think Dan Lanning is concerned with the conflict of interest. Is there going to be distractions? Sure. Is there going to be split duties? Absolutely. Is it ideal? No. But I think it's better to let these guys continue than to try to cut ties and promote from within and go without your play caller on either side of the ball. I just don't think that that's a real feasible way to go about trying to win a national title if you're Oregon.
If you're Oregon and you're looking at the potential, and it's likely they're both being reported, right?
Yeah.
That both of your coordinators go. Which one is more concerning for you if you're Dan Lanning?
Will Stein. Okay. It's not even close.
Okay.
Like, to me, if you're a defensive-minded coach, and look, Dan Lanning has his fingers all over this, right? Like, Dan Lanning, when you're a head coach, there's very few head coaches out there that are truly the offense or defensive coordinators. It happens.
So it's Dan Lanning's defense in LaPoy's image?
Yes.
Okay.
And that was even Nick Saban.
Yeah,
right?
That's true.
And Saban might be the best defensive mind we've seen in college football history. And the idea with Saban was whoever he hired was going to run the Nick Saban system.
Right.
It's like, hey, if you want to come in and do this, great. And you could put your own spin on it, but this is the way we do things. And you are going to learn my way of doing things, and then I'm going to turn it over to you and I will have input. Right. And my guess is that is the way most CEO coaches do it. Like Kiffin was a play caller. Riley's a play caller. I mean, it happens.
Yeah.
It does. But for the most part, the vast majority of coaches in the NFL and in college are CEOs. They're not offense defensive coordinators. And so to me, having Lanning be a defensive guy, my guess is his fingerprints are more so on the defense than they are the offense. And so the idea of losing your offensive play caller that has that relationship with his quarterback, that's in those rhythms on a day-to-day basis, to me, that's a much bigger deal than replacing a defensive guy that is probably going to come in and say, look, this is the way we do things on defense. This is the way, these are the schemes like Oregon right now. Like, I really like this three high safety look. We've been playing with this. I want you to work in the confines of
sure.
this.
Okay.
As opposed to Stein, and who knows, maybe they could promote from within. But if you go get a different offensive coordinator, there could absolutely be a different feel to it. The other one I think to remember here in the Oregon Stein thing is, does this play a role in whether Dante Moore comes back? I think that's a fair question to ask at this point.
Yeah, if you're Dante Moore, there's a lot to consider.
Yeah.
And I think anyone who flippantly says, well, he's going to stay no matter what, or he's going to go no matter what, you're being silly. There's a lot of factors here. One being quarterbacks who have been one-hit wonders. Now, he had a few games at UCLA, but you wouldn't say they went swimmingly. He's had one good year.
Yeah.
If you look at the last decade of quarterbacks who've had one good
year, that's not what you want.
The guy, the poster boy for that,
yeah.
is Sam Darnold,
yeah.
who took, what, 4 or 5 years to figure it out, and you yeah. could even argue sometimes he's up and down even with the Seattle team that's very good.
Yeah.
You factor in that this is a weak year for quarterbacks. As much as we hailed this as the year for quarterbacks, there's going to be so many, and you're going to be able to pick whoever. No one is looking at Mendoza, you know, and going, wow, he should stay because Mendoza's so good.
Yeah.
You know, Lenora Sellers is probably coming back. Cade Klubnik didn't blow your hair back. Arch Manning, probably as good as his last month has been, probably needs some more seasoning.
It is the most disappointing.
Sam Levitt didn't pan out.
No,
I mean, we can go, DJ Lagway hasn't been great.
It is the most, Damon Williams. It has been the most disappointing, hyped quarterback class
yes.
that I can remember.
Agreed.
I cannot remember a year where almost every one of the top guys, with the exception of Mendoza, who was borderline.
John Mattier is another one, by the way.
Mattier yeah. fell off.
Yeah.
The only ones that have really kind of either elevated or proven more elevated, more so than maybe people thought. You remember, there was like, who's going to start? More clearly elevated himself. And Mendoza solidified himself of, we think he can be this, and he was. Outside of that, dude, it's been.
Drew Aller is such an afterthought. We forget that he was being discussed as the number one pick.
Yeah.
We totally forgot to even mention him. That's a factor.
Yeah.
Because as much as we think it's silly to just kick the can down the road and say, well, the next year they're going to be good.
Yeah.
That's what people do.
Yeah.
They always say, well, then the next year guys are going to figure it out. So there's this opening at the top of the board with multiple teams that are going to need quarterbacks. And then not only that, but Dante, then again, you're factoring in new offensive coordinator and all yeah. that. He has to trust.
Yeah.
That when he goes, whoever the new offensive coordinator is,
yep.
that he's going to hit the ground running and everything's going to be simpatico. And oh yeah, by the way, it's a whole new offensive line.
Yeah.
So he's pretty much solidified himself.
He's a top five pick.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
He's a top five pick.
For sure.
Dante Moore guaranteed.
It's very, very likely.
If he, you look at the last month, and he kind of went through, and we can talk about this, but I feel like he had that moment, right? He came out of the gate, and it was a rocket ship. Right. And Penn State was like, after the Penn State game, Dante Moore, number one player in the draft. And then, you know, you kind of had that midseason swoon a little bit where I think Indiana rattled him a little bit, kind of confused him with some of the looks, and the offense kind of spun their wheels a bit.
Wisconsin wasn't great.
There were a number of games that were Iowa. And then even the Iowa game, though, the throw that he had at the end of that game was as good a throw as that is an NFL throw. And you hear this all the time from quarterback evaluators. You can watch an entire college football game and the quarterback may do three things that you can actually say, this translates into the NFL.
Translatable skills are really hard to come by.
And it's the same thing with like left tackles. It's hard because it's such a different game. Dante Moore, the last month of this season, has made every throw that you need a guy to make at the NFL. Whether it was the seam ball to Sadiq, certainly the two that he ripped against Washington, one to Malik Benson on the touchdown in between four guys, the one coming out of his own end zone. The one to Iowa is as good a throw as you can possibly make. That might be the best throw of Dante Moore's career. It's insane. I mean, it was unbelievable coverage, and it didn't matter because it was a perfectly placed ball. And some of the indecision stuff has gone away. You're seeing him be more comfortable. So in a field without a lot of NFL-ready guys, if Dante Moore comes out, there's no way Dante Moore, with his size, the athleticism, and the natural way in which he throws the ball, he does not foul past 7 or 8.
Well, and the tools are loud. And yes. And we can squint and kind of make like Bryce Young wasn't the toolsiest guy.
No.
But his tape was pretty good and he made some throws and we were able to talk ourselves into him being potentially 1-1.
Yeah.
Dante Moore's tools are much louder.
Yes.
That arm talent is not an every class arm talent.
No.
He's got one in every 3 or 4 years.
He's a natural thrower of the ball and it comes out of his hands so
quick.
Well. So the only question becomes does he want another year of seasoning? Which, by the way, for NFL prospects, him coming back would be phenomenal for him.
Would be the best for his development.
Yes.
It might not be the best for his pocketbook, even in the NIL era.
So do you want to come back, another year of seasoning, try to set yourself up better and make a couple $1 million? Or do you say, hey, I'm getting feedback from the NFL. And by the way, Matt Miller and a couple of the draft guys, it was basically, Dane Brugler said this, that it was a done deal that Dante Moore is coming back.
Correct.
You're now hearing people that are like, well,
yep.
To that point, though,
that he's playing better. He's going to ask for the evaluation.
Yeah.
And now with his offensive coordinator leaving, all I'm saying is I think it went from I gave no thought to Dante Moore going to the NFL a month ago. And right now you can't say that.
To that point, though, there's got to be an assumption that Dan Lanning, man, he pulled Kenny Dillingham up from Florida State. Look where he ended up now. Will Stein. What was that like? Texas, San Antonio. It was some unknown university. Like, Dan Lanning knows how to hire.
Yeah.
And that's got to be a reason that Dante Moore felt comfortable coming back from UCLA because he knew that all these players understand this craziness, but that's why he came to Oregon. The continuity is there with this staff.
But there is no continuity anymore because your staff is gone. Not only is Will Stein gone, not only is Tosh Lapoy gone, but herein lies the question. How many people does Will Stein take with him? How many Tosh Lapoy take with him? We heard Jamarcus Shepherd was introduced today with the Beavs, and again, we'll play some of that. He's taking guys with him from Alabama.
A handful of them.
And that's from Alabama to Oregon State. Now, they're not going to be the top-level guys, but you're going to be able to grab some of those. And I'm certain that Will Stein and Tosh Lapoy will both grab some people on his way out the door. And look, I have no idea whether Dante Moore is coming back. Dan Lanning once said that in a microwave world, Dante Moore is a slow cooker sort of guy. And the fact that he came to Oregon to sit for a year after being a five-star kid that started as a true freshman at UCLA, I think says something to him. But if they make a deep run in the playoff And someone tells Dante Moore, dude, if you come out, you are going to be a top five pick. And by the way, here's $35 million guaranteed dollars. Or do you want to go back to Oregon and risk a new staff for $2.5 million? Look, I just think there's a conversation to be had there, and I guarantee Dante Moore is going to be having that conversation. And Will Stein leaving has to be a factor in that conversation that he's having with whoever he's consulting with.
And if you're an Oregon fan, the thing you lean on is, one, again, one-year successful quarterbacks have not necessarily panned out in the NFL. Yes. Dante Moore has been a student of development. Yes. In other words, he's understood what it's taken to get to the finish line. And this is also important if you're an Oregon fan. Go back and look at when we've had these decisions in the past.
Yeah.
Justin Herbert came back.
Yeah.
Sabrina Ionescu came back.
Yeah.
Peyton Pritchard came back.
Yeah.
We have seen high-level athletes at Oregon consistently come back and all three had major success after coming back.
Yes.
So if you're talking to Dante and you're the athletic department, you're NIL.
You're whispering.
The collective message can be, look at our superstars who have stayed. We've taken care of them. Peyton Pritchard, point guard of the year. Mm-hmm. Justin Herbert ends up being a Pro Bowl level quarterback. Sabrina Ionescu, number one overall pick. When you stay, we take care of you
and
make sure you had success, and you are a legend.
Yeah.
And that does matter. And Oregon has done a great job of packaging that. So that cannot be understated either.
Trust me, if I know Dan Lanning at all, there is a PowerPoint presentation about how they're going to hit the offensive line transfer portal. Some of the young guys that have filled in from an injury standpoint have played really well on that O-line.
Phenomenal.
So we're going to be like, look what we did in the portal last year. We're going to hit it again. All your receivers are basically back, including your best one that's a true freshman. You have two backs that we think are going to be absolutely phenomenal, and more are coming. And most of our defense is back, too. We are going to win a national title next year. You are going to win a Heisman Trophy. Oh, and by the way, here's what were you making this year? $2 million for NIL? How does four grab you? They are going to put a full court press and probably guarantee Dante Moore that whatever offensive coordinator comes in will run the same system. Maybe with some tweaks, but no, we are not reinventing the wheel here. What you were raised here the last 2 years with Will Stein is what we're going to continue with. They're going to make this case, which is why I said, if I'm a betting man, I still think Dante Moore comes back. I just think it's interesting that a lot of the guys that are really deep into the draft were all saying zero chance he comes out. And now I saw two tweets today that were like, someone asked the question to them. They were asking, when Will Stein got the job, they were asking, hey, does this change Dante Moore? And I think it was Matt Miller, and I think his direct one was, that's what I'm looking into right now, .. Interesting. Take it for what it's worth, but there's a guy that's tied into these sorts of things, and that certainly wasn't a no. It was, I'm looking into it. Because I guarantee you, when that happened, Dante Moore is sitting down with everyone, including Dan Lanning, and they're having this conversation.
Bo Nix stuck around, right, from Dillingham to Will Stein.
Yes.
So this has happened in the last 3-4 years.
Difference is Bo Nix was not a top five pick.
But
coming back elevated him
exactly
to that level. Dante Moore is the best draft prospect Oregon's had since Justin Herbert.
Yeah.
So
at quarterback.
At quarterback.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.